Good morning, friends. As you know, we're spending time in the Psalms this month. I'm continuing that this morning as we spend time now looking at Psalm 103, Psalm of Praise by King David. In addition, in the weeks to come, we're shortly embarking on a whole series looking at identity. And it occurred to me Psalm 103 would serve as a sort of introduction to that series, as it tells us quite a lot about who God is, and that tells us quite a lot about who we, as God's covenant people, and as his adopted children, are. And as Matt alluded, I'm speaking earlier in the service today. We would normally have a big block of worship now, and then the sermon would be after that, and then the conclusion of the service at the end of that. But because our focus today is a psalm of praise, I wanted to make a time of praise one of the ways that we respond to God's word today. So with Gina's permission, we swapped the order of our praise and worship time and our sermon time. So we're not giving away our praise and worship time. Rather, we're just reorienting the purpose of that. Now, as I said, we're looking today at Psalm 103. I'm going to look briefly at each verse. When we read God's word, it's a good idea to be asking, what is God saying? What is God saying to me? What is God saying to us from that passage? To do this process of questioning what is God saying to us this morning, I'm going to attempt to answer four subordinate questions for each verse of Psalm 103. What is God doing? What does this tell us about who God is? I'm not trying to say as we do this that God is what he does. A person is not what they do. But who a person is will be reflected in what they do. Another way of answering this question of who God really is to reflect on God's character as revealed from the text. And again, God is not simply a list of his character attributes. But a person's character tells you more about who they are than just a list of their abilities. And then what are we doing? As we look through Psalm 103, it's quite an interactive psalm. There's a lot of doing from the people. So what are the people doing? What are we doing? And then finally, what does this tell us about who we are? Or if we're not yet experiencing the fullness of the vision of Psalm 103 in terms of who the people are, what does this tell us about who we are called to be? So let's get into it. I am asking my good wife to read Psalm 103 by way of introduction to our message today.
Psalm 103 of David. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over and it is gone, and its place is remembered no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thank you, Pip. Very good. Right. Well, let's get into it. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. What is God doing? God is receiving our praise. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God is worthy to receive our praise. What are we doing? We are doing two things. The first thing that we are doing in this verse is we are commanding ourselves to act in a certain way. That we do a thing. What is that thing? That we praise God. We are commanding ourselves to do this thing. Why would we do that? I believe King David is saying in this verse that not only is it good to praise God, but to do that is existential to the people of God. That the people of God praise because they are God's people. That as we praise God, we fulfill one of the primary reasons that we exist. There is much more I could say about this, but I do not want to use up all of our time this morning talking about doing praise. I would rather we have a spacious time to actually praise. So I will move on. The second thing we do in this verse is that we summon all my inmost being as we praise. What does this mean? All my inmost being is another way of saying with all I have within me. It means with my whole self. So what does this tell us about who we are? Or at least about who we are called to be? Who are we? We are a community that is wholehearted in our praise of God. We are called to be enthusiastic and exuberant as we sing and dance and call out our praise to God. We give God praise with our whole being, with all that we do and have and are. This is who we are. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What is God doing? God is being remembered. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God is important. In fact, he is the very reason we exist. What are we doing? We are reminding ourselves to forget not who God is and what he has done. Who are we? We are mindful and reflective in the way that we live as God's people. To be mindful and reflective means we also take time to be still before the Lord in our times of praise. We recall and remember how God has worked in our lives. We call to mind all that he is, does, is doing, and will do. Psalm 103 affirms that our praise of God should be both wholehearted and mindful. Who forgives all your sins? What is God doing? God is forgiving all our sins. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God is merciful. Without God's mercy and compassion for us, we would be completely lost. What are we doing? Our action here is to repent, to turn away from our sin, and to turn towards God with a contrite heart. Who are we? We are a people who are being forgiven. And heals all your diseases. This is a really easy one. What is God doing? He's healing all our diseases. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God is caring and powerful. If God was only caring but not powerful, he might want to heal us, but he would not be able to. If he was only powerful but didn't care, he wouldn't bother with us at all. But we can be grateful that he is both. What are we doing? Our action here is to ask. In John 14:14, Jesus said to his followers, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." So who are we? We are a people who are being healed, who redeems your life from the pit. What is God doing? Redeeming our life from the pit. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God loves us with a costly love. Even at the price of the life of his only son, God was willing to pay for us to be saved from the pit of death. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive. Who are we? We are a people who are being saved. And crowns you with love and compassion. What is God doing? Crowning us with love and compassion. What does this tell us about who God is? What a beautiful word picture of the height and depth and length and breadth of God's love for us. He lifts us from the pit of death. And while we are standing there, all filthy and wretched, God says, "Nope, here you go." And he stands us up. And he exchanges our rags for beautiful clean robes, and he washes us clean, and he crowns us with love and compassion. Because of his great love for us, he saves us as we are, but he does not leave us as we are. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive. So who are we? We are those who are being crowned with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things. Here, God is giving us good things that satisfy our desires. What does this tell us about God? It tells us that our God is like a father who delights in giving his children good things. Not stale or musty food, not rags to wear. God delights to give us good things that satisfy. Because God is good, really good. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive, just to trust and receive. Who are we? We are a people who are satisfied. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What is God doing? Renewing our youth. Yay! Renewing our vigor, our strength. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that our God is generous. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive. Who are we? We are a people whose youth and strength are being renewed. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. What is God doing? God is working to bring about righteousness and justice for all those who are in need of righteousness and justice. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that our God is holy. And it tells us that our God is just. And it tells us that our God is impartial. What are we doing? Our action here is twofold. On the one hand, we receive God's work in our lives, and we also partner with God in what he is doing in other people's lives. Who are we? We are a people who, by God's actions, are being made more and more holy. Because this is a process. And we are a people that God treats justly. And in turn, we are a people who treat others justly and who work and partner with God to bring justice to those in need of justice. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. What is God doing? God is revealing himself to his people. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that our God desires for us to know him. Why? Because he desires to be in a relationship with us. Why? Because, among other things, he has some things he would like to do, such as forgiving our sins, healing our diseases, rescuing us from the pit of death, crowning us with love and compassion, giving us good things, renewing our youth, and working righteousness and justice in our lives. God needs to be in relationship with us to do these things. What are we doing? Our action here is to respond. When God reveals himself to you and says, "I want you to be in my family," we respond. If we say yes to God, he adopts us as his children. That's pretty amazing. If you've never said yes to God, please know that he is real and he loves you and he wants you to be part of his family. Who are we? We are those who have said yes to God. We are God's children. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. What is God doing? God is revealing more of himself to us in this verse. What is he telling us? It tells us that our God is not only compassionate and gracious, he is also patient because of his abounding love. It is because of his great love, his multifaceted love, his abounding love, that God is able to be patient with us. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive God's compassion and grace and patience and love. Who are we? We are God's children. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. What is God doing? God is showing care in how he disciplines his people. What does this tell us about who God is? Seasons may come in our lives when God needs to point out if something is not right, and he will discipline us. And because we are really still far from holy, and he is so fully holy, it is by God's great mercy that these are not more frequent. But because of his great wisdom, God does not harbor his anger forever. He is careful not to crush us. What are we doing? Our action here is to respond to God when he corrects us, knowing that God is like a father who only corrects a child that he loves. Who are we? We are God's children. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. What is God doing? God is not treating us as we deserve to be treated. What does this tell us about God? It tells us that God is a God of mercy. Without God's great mercy, we would all of us be utterly lost. What are we doing? Our action here is to receive God's mercy. So who are we? We are those who are saved. Not by good works, not by birth, purely by God's mercy. Who are we? We are God's children. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. What is God doing? God is showing us the true scale of his love for us. What does this tell us about who God is? Our God loves us with a superabundance of love. His love is vast and deep and high and wide. You can trust in his love. What are we doing? Our action here is to trust in and receive God's great love. Who are we? We are those who know what it is to be really, really loved. We are God's children. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What is God doing? God is not only forgiving us, he is removing even the record of our transgressions. What does this tell us about who God is? God not only loves us with a superabundance of love, his mercies to us are new every morning. As we repent our sins to God, he is merciful to forgive us. So what are we doing? Our action here is to repent of our sins daily, knowing that every sin is a barrier to our relationship with our Heavenly Father until it is forgiven and removed. So who are we? We are those who are really, really forgiven. We are God's children. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. What is God doing? God is acting with compassion towards those who fear him. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that our God is a God of compassion. But what does this verse and the preceding verse mean when they say, we need to fear him? Seems a little counterintuitive. Psalm 147:11 says, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And Proverbs 3:7 puts it like this, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Sadly, I do not have time to give an adequate treatment of this topic in the middle of today's message. Suffice to say, if we fear God, it is easy for us to listen to his advice, especially when it contradicts what our own heart is telling us. Genesis 6 tells the beginning of the story of the flood. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, God looked across the earth and he saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was evil all of the time. Too often our hearts lead us astray. But if we fear God and we trust in his spirit to enable us to flee from temptation, we are among those who are becoming truly wise. So what are we doing? Our action here is to live in the fear of God and to receive his compassion. Who are we? We are those who know what it means to fear the Lord and to receive his compassion. We are God's children. For he knows how we are formed, and he remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. Its place remembers it no more. What is God doing? God is remembering that we are dust. For from the dust he formed us, and back to the dust we will go. It's not only everything that you own that at the end of your life goes in the skip and to the tip and turns back to dust. It is you. That's pretty sobering. What does this tell us about who God is? Let's think about this for a moment. God knows that you and I are dust. That is our worth in the cosmic scheme of things. God is so utterly different from us. He is eternal. And yet he chose to give us life. And when humanity rejected his leadership and chose to go off on its own way, he chose to pursue us with a costly, self-sacrificing love. There is a mystery here that I don't think I can easily explain. I misspoke then. There is a mystery here that I don't think I can explain ever. Why does God love us so much when we are really just from dust? In truth, I don't fully know why God loves me, but I am certainly glad that he does. What are we doing in this verse? We are being who we are, mortal. And yet, we can also contemplate that while there is a vast gulf that separates us from God, beyond all reason, he offers to adopt us as his eternal children. So who are we? We are those who marvel at the mystery of the goodness of God. We are God's children. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. What is God doing? God is remembering and affirming that his covenant with his people, his children, is an eternal covenant. It is unbreaking and unbreakable because God is unbreaking and unbreakable. What does this tell us about who God is? God has a plan. And his plan includes not only all of time so far, but all of time, full stop. His plan reaches forward into eternity and does not stop. More about that in a moment. Who is God? God is eternal. What are we doing? We are those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts because we fear him. Not because we are afraid of him, but because we recognize that God is God and we are not God. Who are we? We are the covenant people of God. We are God's children. The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. What is God doing? God is sitting on his throne in heaven, exercising his authority over every domain. Not fully exercising, not yet, because we live in the time that is not yet. But this is the eternal plan that God is working towards. So what does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God has a plan and that he is patient. Why is God waiting? The author of Revelation, in Revelation 7, verse 9 and 10, describes part of his vision when he was transported to heaven. And in this part of his vision, he says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. And they were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.'" It may be that God is being patient with us because he is eager that none miss the opportunity of being part of that great crowd. So what are we doing? We are those who live in the time between Christ's coming and his coming again. When he comes again, this age that we call not yet will be finished. Who are we? We are a people of hope. We are those who look forward with hope to Christ's return, when God the Father will place all things under the authority of Jesus, his Son. We are those who hold out the message of the gospel as an invitation to those who do not know God, so that they may know him and also receive their adoption as his children. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. What is God doing? God is in heaven receiving the praise he is due from his creation. What does this tell us about who God is? It tells us that God is the creator. He created the angels, the mighty ones who do his bidding. He gives them instructions and they carry them out. Not only that, but God is the creator of the other heavenly beings, the heavenly hosts, who also serve him faithfully. That is, God is the creator of the spiritual realm. But he also created us and the whole of the physical realm. Everything that is visible, everything that is invisible, exists because of God. What are we doing? We are praising God alongside the angels and the heavenly hosts and the whole of creation. It's not only us that praise God. Who are we? We are those who recognize God is the reason we exist. We are among those who recognize God's word and obey it. We are God's creation. Praise the Lord, my soul. So really, what is God doing? God is doing many things. It's not a particularly big psalm. It's 22 verses. And yet God is doing many things in this psalm. He is forgiving, healing, redeeming, crowning, satisfying, and renewing his people. He is working to bring about righteousness and justice. He is revealing himself to us. He is being compassionate, wise, gracious, patient, and loving towards us. He shows his love to us, even though by our very nature we are nothing more than dust. Even knowing this, he establishes an everlasting covenant of love with us and makes us his people. He establishes his throne in heaven, from which to exercise his authority over all of creation. And he receives our praise. So what does this tell us about who God is? It tells us we serve a remarkable God. He is merciful. He is just. He is patient and caring and wise and generous and powerful and holy and compassionate and good. Really, really good. And totally deserving of our praise and adoration. God loves us with an everlasting, overflowing, superabundance of love. God is a father to the fatherless. And he offers to be our father. In fact, what God offers to us is himself. He says, "Here I am. I am offering myself to you. Here is what being in my family looks like. This is what I'm doing. I'm about justice and righteousness and mercy. My love is for the whole world. My desire is to adopt as my children all who will say yes to me. Will you join me?" So what are we doing? We respond. How do we respond? God is offering himself to us, and we respond. We say yes to God. When we repent and turn to him, we say yes to God. When we receive his working of righteousness in our lives, transforming us into the likeness of his Son, making us holy even as he is holy, we say yes to God. When we commit to walk in the fear of the Lord, putting his standards and values above the desires of our own heart, when we commit to serve his interests and not our own, we say yes to God. When we are far from God, like the prodigal son, and we recognize who God is, and we turn from being the master of our own lives and we turn to God and we say, I want you to be my God. I repent. Please forgive me. Jesus, I'm going to follow you with all that I am. Be my Lord. Redeem my life from the pit of death and bring me to the Father, that I might exchange my filthy rags for clean clothing. Thank you, God, that you accept me as I am and are willing to adopt me as your child. When we do this, we are saying yes to God. And when we stop to remember all that God is to us, we are saying yes to God. And when we give praise to God with our whole beings, with all that is within us, we are saying yes to God. So who are we? We are the community of those who have said and are saying and will say yes to God. We are the forgiven. We are the redeemed, those who have been rescued from death. We are those who are being healed and are being crowned with God's love and compassion. We are those who God is transforming until we are holy. We are the community of those whose strength is being renewed. We are humble yet grateful to God. We are God's people, but much more than that, we are God's children. We are God's family. How will you respond? God is God. How will you respond to him? I encourage you to say yes to him today. If you feel far from God this morning, be assured, he is good. As you turn to him, he will run to embrace you. I encourage you to say yes to him today. Is there unresolved sin in your life? Be assured, he is good. As you repent, you will find his mercies are new every morning. He is quick to forgive. I encourage you to say yes to him today. Do you feel like a stranger to God because you have never said yes to him? If so, today is a good day to say yes to God for the first time, to place your life in his hands. If that is you today, please let one of the staff or the prayer team know so we can support and encourage you to continue to say yes to God every day. I encourage you to say yes to him today. Are you in need of healing? Then you need to ask God for his healing. As a community, we strongly believe this is a responsibility that we carry together, which is one reason we have a prayer ministry team. If you would like to ask God for his healing this morning, we would love to join with you as you do that. If so, prayer is always available here at the front, and I encourage you to seek God's healing in your life today. There's one more way of saying yes to God this morning. Well, there may be many more, but this is the one I'm going to tell you about. That is to remember who God is and what he has done and is doing in our lives. From that reflection, to express our hearts back to God. And one way that we do that is as we praise. Both reflective and wholehearted. Mindful and exuberant. Through sung worship, through spoken declaration, through dance, through silence.